Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you guys know about this?
Know about it? He probably voted on it. Because this wasn't Prop 13 we're talking about. It's the measure that came around 8 years later.
It's just a little bit different in terms of my answer.
Did you? Phil, why don't you take over from here?
You know why he's laughing? He didn't know about it. He voted for it. Sure. He wrote it.
Well, he didn't. Yeah, but he didn't carry it. Didn't you get, what's his name, from Solano County to carry it? The guy from Fairfield?
Yes. Well, let me tell you about
He always Prop had 13. Somebody else
Hannigan.
Carry the bomb.
Hannigan. Yeah, here, Hannigan, you take
Put
majority.
Your name on
Hannigan
it.
Was my majority leader.
Yeah.
I was chair of Rev and Tax. And in my capacity as chair of Rev and Tax, we had to write the implementation rules for Prop 13 because it was not implementable without somebody doing something to make it work. And we had to make it work, and there were a lot of ways you could make it work. And this was one of the ways to make it work. What I mean by make it work, get the votes.
Well, and of course, a classic Sacramento move. Here's the can, here's the road. How far down the road can we kick it?
No, we're not kicking the can down the road. This was stop here in the name of love.
See, I'm taking your job here today, Phil. You go ahead.
No, you got to understand. So the voters passed this tax break.
Tax break?
The voters did. They said, okay, what?
The voters passed a cap on how
there
much
we go.
One could extract from real property in the state of California because these crazy assessors at that time were doing a terrible job.
Right, and they were taxing everybody out. Now, corporations got to cap and also individual tax owners.
Right.
And then in implementing it, it goes up to Sacramento. And as the mayor said, okay, the voters said one thing, but we got to get the votes in the Assembly and the Senate. What's it going to take? And they're sweeteners. Every big thing has a whole string of little baby duck sweeteners that go behind
it. With Phil, stay with the question.
The
question was, how do you pass on to your heirs your property without having it triggered for reassessment?
Right. That
this was one of the ways we did that.
Right. But the whole issue of whether or not the property should be passed on to the heirs without a tax increase is called a sweetener.
Well,
because you've just made it sweeter for a whole new generation who are happy to get mommy or dad's house if they pass away without increasing the taxes.
And the reason we're talking about this morning is a big LA Times analysis, which finds many of these properties, which are trophy properties, are not being lived in by the kids who inherited them or grandkids, because it goes on forever. There's no limit on generations.
No. I think there is. You only get one generation.
No, I don't
out
think.
It.
Well, we may have to. All right. Anyway, let's leave that aside. Kids who are then renting the house out, including one in Pacific Heights in San Francisco, Presidio Heights.
$17,500 a month.
Yeah, that's $17,500 a month.
But
you don't have
to
live in the house, and you don't have to live in California.
You can correct that very easily. All you got to do is go back to the same place that wrote it to begin with and correct all the errors and get over all the humps.
Forget it.
And, the votes will be there for such a modification because, after all, we're not talking about mom and dad.
No.
We're talking about...
No, do your political math. When you originally did it, it was mom and dad. Now you've got mom, dad, and four kids. That is four votes right now that you're crossing. Okay? And I know Sacramento goes...
No, but Phil, the atmosphere was dramatically different when Prop 13 passed. And, that atmosphere is not here anymore. Period.
Money is money. Votes are votes. The same little sweeteners are in play now as then. Thank you, Mayor Brown.
Oh, look at that. Mic drop.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.